We can't pour from an empty cup. We can't burn ourselves out to fuel the flames of other people's lives. We can't step into our own beautiful, vibrant magnificence if we are prioritizing everyone else's shit over our own. You, my darling, are a gift to this world. You have something delicious and unique and exceptional to offer. And putting yourself on the back burner is actually doing the rest of the world a disservice. Welcome to Settling is Bullshit, a sweary podcast about claiming your joy. If you are an adult human craving healthier boundaries, a greater sense of purpose, or an increased capacity to feel at ease in your own skin, then you are in the right place, my friend. I'm your host, Kate Blauk, and I'm here to offer you practical tools and playful encouragement to help you step forward and be your most awesome self. My hope is that each episode will leave you feeling a bit more empowered to make brave choices and claim your joy. Hello, friend. I hope that you are faring well this December. Whatever your life situation or celebratory or non-celebratory practices, December is often a lot. There's the end of the semester, there's holidays, there's family shit. There's just the end of the year and winter approaching. So I hope that you're taking good care of yourself. And that is really what this post is all about. Today is a blog episode, so I'm going to read my beautifully written post that I made for the website. And I'm going to offer some color commentary beforehand and probably a little bit afterhand. I'm still figuring out how I want to navigate these blog episodes, but writing is my love and a way for me to really gather my thoughts in intentional and articulate ways. And I love getting to share that with you. And I think maybe those of you who are listening instead of my reading audience, because, you know, we all like absorbing things in different ways. But those of you who are listening get to have the sort of color commentary. Maybe that's how I'm going to handle this moving forward, because I do really want to find a balance of solo episodes and interview episodes and blog episodes, because I just have so much yummy content to share and I really don't want to burn myself out. That is part of what it means to prioritize myself as a solopreneur and a content creator and a writer and a podcaster and a neurospicy human who does not have all of the energy in the universe, even though sometimes I think I do. So for today and always, here are my thoughts on how and what it means to prioritize ourselves. We often talk about getting our priorities in order or making a priority list. That if we could just clearly rank everything in order of importance, then we'd have our shit figured out. And that's true, sort of. You see, when we look at the word priority itself, it's singular. To prioritize something means to treat it as more important than other things, which means only one thing gets to be a priority at a time. So it's kind of no wonder that the idea of putting ourselves first, of prioritizing ourselves, can feel like a really big ask. For many of us, recovering people pleasers, highly sensitive humans, neurospicy folks trying to fit in, Enneagrams 2s or 9s or 6s, those of us with childhood trauma, those of us in female bodies who grew up in a patriarchal society, you get the point. For all of those reasons and more, learning how to stop putting everyone else's needs in front of our own can be a long uphill trudge. But it's so important. We can't pour from an empty cup. We can't burn ourselves out to fuel the flames of other people's lives. We can't step into our own beautiful, vibrant magnificence if we are prioritizing everyone else's shit over our own. You, my darling, are a gift to this world. You have something delicious and unique and exceptional to offer. And putting yourself on the back burner is actually doing the rest of the world a disservice. I genuinely believe that we are all here to shine in our own little or big ways, and that our shining brightly helps others to shine too. So when you let yourself grow dim by putting everyone else's needs first, the world grows dimmer too. And that is some bullshit. So my love, here are some ways to start or continue prioritizing yourself. You matter. You deserve it, and really nourishing yourself isn't selfish. It's what gives you the fuel to then share your brightness with others. Taking care of ourselves. To care for something means to do the things that need doing, but it also means to feel affection for, to like or enjoy, and to want something. So, my question around all of this is, are we treating ourselves as if we like, love, and want ourselves to thrive? Are we offering ourselves the care that we both need and deserve? Whether you connect with the idea of your inner child or not, the fact is that once we grow up, we're the adults in this situation. We're the ones who have to be the parents in the house, even if we don't have actual kiddos running around. So we have to parent ourselves. And what's the job of a parent? To take care of the humans in their charge. That looks like paying the bills, putting food on the table, and making sure there's a roof over our heads, yes. But it also means providing nurturance, guidance, and protection. These particular criteria come from Kelly McDaniel's excellent and well-researched book, Mother Hunger, which I highly recommend. We may be doing a great job at protecting our basic needs, food, water, shelter, and maybe we even feel like we have a grip on decision-making and the internal guidance of how to show up in the world without being totally miserable. But that's kind of the bare minimum. Are we really tending to the stuff that's under the surface? Are we really connecting with all the mental, spiritual, and emotional shit that we need in order to live lives that are more substance than survival? If not, we aren't nurturing ourselves. Nurturance means affectionate care and attention. It's not just robotic, going through the motions. There's a tenderness, a gentleness, and a warmth involved. And so if you take anything away from this post, it's that I want all of us to start genuinely treating ourselves with affection in both word and action. Let's eat our vegetables, yes, and let's also tell ourselves we're doing a good job, especially on the hard days. Checking in with ourselves first. When you have a new idea or a hope or a dream bubble up inside, is the first question that pops up, what will other people think? Or when you're contemplating doing something or not doing something, do you find yourself preoccupied with how others will respond? I'm not saying either of those reactions are wrong or that we should disregard them entirely. But I am saying that instead of letting those things dictate our behavior, we should check in with ourselves first. I want us to start by really genuinely asking ourselves, what do I think? What do I feel? What do I actually want in this situation? It can be all too easy to squash our own hopes, dreams, needs, and desires because we're worried about what other people will think. Or, especially if we have trauma, we may be constantly scanning for what other people want and need without even really connecting with ourselves. For recovering people pleasers especially, this one is real hard. Codependence taught us that other people's wants, needs, desires are more important. And we believed that if we could meet those wants, needs, desires, we would earn the love and acceptance we so desperately craved. But this is a form of self-abandonment, and in the long run, it just doesn't work. We have to learn to slow the fuck down and stop saying yes as the knee-jerk reaction. We have to learn to ask ourselves what we actually want before agreeing to whatever the other thing is. And if you do pause to turn within and the answer is, I don't know, then that's a great sign that there's work to be done around building that internal connection. Jenny Trayansky and I talked about this in our episode on boundaries, and here's a great short episode from Kaylee Martin on how to listen to our bodies when we're searching for a yes or no. The truth is, our bodies have so much wisdom to offer, and we can rely on them to tell us if something is right for us. We just have to learn to actually listen. The quick and dirty tip on how to start moving in this direction or to increase your capacity here is to take 1 minute, just 1 minute, to close your eyes, slow your breathing, and ask whether the thing you are wondering about feels expansive or contracting, if it's a yes or a no. Then notice what happens in your body. Which option feels tight and which feels relaxing? Which feels uncomfortable and which inviting? As with all tools for self-awareness and self-care, this may take some practice to really tune into. Interoception, the ability to sense what's happening in our bodies, doesn't come easily or naturally to a lot of us. But it can be learned. It's the fundamental practice of checking in with ourselves, listening to our bodies and not just the voice in our head that's urging us to eat pizza again instead of making some vegetables. though pizza is totally warranted some of the time. Protecting ourselves, i.e. setting boundaries. A lot of us have inherited misguided ideas about what boundaries are. We might think of them as mean or harsh or selfish, all of which are insidious stories that keep us stuck in unhealthy patterns of behavior. Boundaries are incredibly helpful to everyone. Knowing where I end and you begin is vital for healthy, interdependent relationships. In recovery, we talk a lot about staying in our hula hoop, the relatively small circle of space, both literal and metaphorical, that is ours to control. It's a really helpful metaphor for thinking about what we actually have control of, responsibility for, and access to. Note, I recently decided a snow globe is a better metaphor, both because it's a full-on sphere and because there's either glitter or what's essentially confetti inside. So when we create and practice healthy boundaries, we're essentially building our own snow globe. Thinking about it that way definitely makes me feel like it might be a bit more fun and easy to get in touch with my boundaries and communicate them. The thing is, having clear boundaries actually helps us show up better with the people we care about. When we say, out loud, this is what works for me, or this is what I'm available for, and this is what I'm not available for, it helps everyone understand how to show up with each other without fueling resentment. The shitty thing is that a lot of people in the world will test or push against our boundaries. Some will do it on purpose because they're emotionally immature, and some will do it inadvertently because they're also emotionally immature, just in different ways. That's why boundaries are hard, but they're also super necessary. Think of boundaries like the fence you build around your house and people like sweet little puppies in your neighborhood. It would be lovely if all the puppies were well-trained enough to stay in their own yards and behave politely when getting close to a new yard with interesting smells. But the truth is, without a fence in place, the puppies are just gonna go wherever they wanna go, and you're gonna end up with a whole bunch of torn up flower beds and dog poop on your beautiful lawn. Puppies are just being puppies, and it's our responsibility to build our own fence. Investing in ourselves. We talk a lot about self-worth, about how we are worth it, how you are worth it, whatever the it is. But is that how we're actually behaving? Are our actions lining up with our words? Are we treating ourselves as though we are, in fact, worth it? Where are we spending our time and money? Those are the two resources that really show us what we value, what we actually think is worth it. Worth, the value of something measured by its qualities or by the esteem in which it is held. Time and attention are one way of signaling esteem. Money is another. Prioritizing ourselves means first and foremost giving ourselves the time and attention we deserve. It also means being intentional about how we are spending our money. The truth is that we are all completely fucking priceless gems. But are we investing in ourselves? Are we funneling our finances in the direction of our own beautiful worthiness? Some of the ways that shows up is in letting ourselves have nice things. It's in letting ourselves spend money on the things that genuinely make us feel good and sexy and confident and vibrant. It might be a piece of clothing. It might be a haircut or a manicure or a new pair of glasses. It also might be about investing in the self-care for the soul that feels, quote-unquote, too expensive. The point is not to go on a credit card bender of treat yourself with reckless abandon. The point is to be really intentional about investing in what your mind, body, and spirit need in order to feel vibrant. Massages might seem like a luxury, but they can also be an investment in your body. The fancy skincare products might seem like a luxury, but they are an investment in your fucking face over the long term, my love. And y'all, therapy is not a luxury. It's a privilege, and I wish it were more accessible to everyone. But therapy and/or coaching are a fundamental investment in your well-being that will absolutely yield untold dividends if you show up and do the work. Enjoying ourselves. This might actually be the most important part of what it means to prioritize ourselves, at least from my perspective. Fundamentally, my work is about joy. Not settling for bullshit means saying no to the things that keep us from joyful living. Not in the sense of happy all the time, that's a fantasy. Joyful living is a way of being in the world, and it means making sure we actually enjoy ourselves, both internally and externally. First, prioritizing ourselves means turning within and genuinely focusing our attention on our own gifts, strengths, and awesomeness. It means finding joy and fulfillment in who we are. When I say at the end of my podcast episodes that you are fucking awesome, I mean it. You are fucking awesome. I am too. And learning to enjoy ourselves means learning to genuinely believe that, to really cherish the ways that we show up in the world as sparkly, unique individuals. Second, prioritizing ourselves means putting enjoyment on the agenda, ideally every day. Are you doing things that you genuinely enjoy? And are you savoring them when you do? In the second week of The Artist's Way, Julia Cameron offers an exercise that can be surprisingly difficult. She asks you to list 20 things you really enjoy doing. 20 things that light you up inside and out. The first 5 or 10 might be easy, but often, for me and for clients I've worked with, it gets harder to find the last 10. And it gets even harder when you take the next step, writing next to each item on the list the last time you actually did that thing. I haven't been roller skating since 2016, y'all. And that's kind of a bummer. But it's also a solvable bummer, one I intend to solve in the next few weeks. When I say you deserve joy, part of what that means is that joy deserves space on the calendar. I know our lives are busy. I know there are 8 million things to do all the time and that it's easy to survive on the joy snack food of binging a TV show. But my challenge for all of us is to put joy, to put something we deeply enjoy, on the calendar at least once a week. So there's your laundry list of ways to prioritize yourself. Take good care of you. Ask yourself what you actually want and need. Set boundaries around those wants and needs. Treat yourself like you're worth it. And put joy on your fucking calendar. You deserve all that and more, my love. So please prioritize yourself today. You know, I really got a lot out of writing that and out of reading it just now, out of reading it to myself and thinking about kind of the months and weeks ahead of me. And something that didn't make it into the original post, in part because it got really long and at some point I have to cut myself off, is something that Jenny Trianski brought up in our episode on boundaries and the holidays, which is just that, you know, when we make decisions to prioritize ourselves, when we set healthy boundaries, when we really check in with what we want and need and make sure we're getting enough rest and saying no to things, it does mean disappointing other people. That fundamentally prioritizing ourselves means that other people aren't always going to get what they want from us. And that can be hard. That can be hard on them and it can be hard on us because I don't know about you, but I don't really like it when people are upset with or disappointed in or mad at me. But I think what's been helpful for me around setting healthy boundaries and really leaning into the shit that I talk about, both immediately in this episode and in general on the podcast and on the blog, is that the better I take care of myself over the long term, the sort of small disappointments that I put people through, quote unquote, I don't really like that particular language, but the more willing I am to sweat, as Jenny would say, through the discomfort of disappointing people, the better I'm able to show up overall. The better I'm able to show up in my life, the better I'm able to show up in my work, the better I'm able to show up in my interpersonal relationships beyond just the kind of immediate day-to-day stuff. And so I just want to like really offer the invitation to anyone listening at any time of year, like looking at your week ahead, looking at your day ahead, you know, what would it mean to prioritize yourself today? What would it mean to prioritize yourself this week? And how would that like ultimately be for the greater good, the collective good? Because I genuinely believe like when we are putting on our oxygen mask first, when we are taking care of ourselves first, when I am making sure that I get enough rest, that my batteries aren't too low, that I'm able to like show up well, then I can show up and like be a contribution to my own life, to my community, to you, right? Because I can't record these episodes, I can't write this stuff, I can't be building these businesses that I'm building if I'm not taking care of myself first. It's so easy for solopreneurs to get burnt the fuck out. And I'm really trying to actively stay grounded in self-care and not get myself too crispy. And so I think, like, to that end, I'm going to take a little, not full season break, but a little end of year pause for a couple weeks. Give myself a break. Give you a break. Please go catch up on older content. And then we're going to hit the ground running in the new year. I've got some really exciting offers that I'm putting together. I'm doing a lot of stuff on the back end. I just overhauled the website and it's so pretty and I'm so happy about it. And there's still more work to do. And so, yeah, like, let's just all take a deep breath and a break. And really, I just want to leave you with a big energetic hug and a blessing to take care of yourself and to prioritize yourself today. Because you really are worth it, my love. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please help me grow the podcast by subscribing, leaving a review, and sharing it with anyone you think would benefit from hearing it too. Your support means the world to me. If you'd like to get updates about new episodes, posts, and offerings, please visit settlingisbullshit.com to subscribe to my newsletter. You can also find information there about working with me one-on-one to build your most amazing life. Until next time, remember that I believe in you and that you are fucking awesome.